This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is a radio show where you can call and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. We try to say the phone number often in case you don't remember it. Hey, by the way, I want to welcome a new radio affiliate. Free Talk Live is a podcast, an internet radio show, but it's also on several terrestrial radio stations and XM channels. And tonight I want to say hello to Talk Radio AM 850 WKVL in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. They've actually had us on for quite some time, but we didn't know.
It just became official, yeah. So welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. And
they like the Vols there, by the way.
The what?
The Vols. It's a Volunteers.
Oh,
yeah.
It's okay.
Their team.
All right. The Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah. And what it comes from is that Tennessee seceded from the Union, except that Eastern Tennessee didn't. Basically, it is like their state did, but they didn't. So they continued on to fight for the Union.
You hear that, Vermont?
Very interesting. All right. We do have a call on the line. Let's talk to Bill listening in Hamilton, Idaho. Hi, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Excuse me.
Yes. I wanted to comment on tax-exempt 501c3s for churches.
Sure.
I'm a Christian, and I think that the government uses that as a form of tyranny to the church, against the church.
Absolutely, 100% agree. If a church is a moral institution and laws are intended to prevent immoral behavior, then churches should absolutely, positively, 100% be able to admonish their parishioners on for whom to vote, who will then go on and vote on these laws. Now, I don't believe necessarily any of these statements, but that's the idea.
Right. Well, the Black Regiment Brigade, have you ever heard of them?
No. I think I have heard the term, but I don't know what they're from.
Oh, the Black Robe Brigade, you mean?
Yeah, the Black Robe Brigade
during
the Revolutionary War. They actually preached social issues from the pulpit. I mean, they preached about taxes, they preached about infrastructure, they preached about things that were going on in the tyranny that was taking place before the Revolutionary War. And they, of course, they didn't have 501c3s back then, but the I mean, they preached about social issues, about things that took place in the society.
Well, we all know if a mega church is big enough and has enough politicians for friends, then they can get away with talking about politics pretty much. They're not going to get their tax-exempt status yanked.
Hey, what I think is so strange is often see politicians in churches,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like on TV and stuff.
It depends on who's in power, though.
Right, exactly.
It's basically involved, then the left church is going to get breaks, you know. They won't pull their tax exempt. If the right's in power, then the right churches, you know what I'm saying. I don't mean politically right.
Politicians but, reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Right.
Exactly.
And both sides do it. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Both
thanks for the call, Bill.
Right.
Yeah, I appreciate your perspective on that, Bill. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE is our phone number, 855-450-3733. And, you know, Mark, you wanted to talk about Pascal's Wager.
Yes.
Tell me what Pascal's Wager is.
Pascal's Wager is what Randy brought up, and I think it was the second segment of the show.
So
it's been a little while here. The idea is that, you know, you sort of, if they're is a god, then a Christian has lived, you know, well, and you know, is going to, you know, benefit from being a Christian. If there isn't a god, then living as a Christian does not harm an individual. So, versus if there isn't a god, an atheist is fine. They're going to go in the ground and be worm food. However, if there is a god, the atheist will go and burn in eternal hell. And
right. So you're better off living as a Christian, even if you're not sure, because you don't have anything to lose, and you have a lot to lose if there turns out to be a god.
And that's Pascal's wager and his philosophy behind his wager. And I see a lot of value in that. And if you're religion doesn't go and impede on a bunch of other people, then, you know, fine by me. I don't care what your religion is. It doesn't matter to me at all.
Well, there's a couple of important arguments against that. One is the one that you brought up, Mark, which is that everybody, even if they're religious, is an atheist with respect to the other religions out there.
Right. That's the point, is that, look, you know, you got to understand from a social standpoint, you were raised in whatever religion you were raised in, and that makes perfectly good sense to you. But there are people all over the planet and throughout time that have been raised in other religions, and that doesn't make any sense. Now, I was raised as a Christian, I was a Sunday school teacher. I went to Sunday school every week. I went to a Christian school 5 days a week. You know, for me, yeah, I was really full on into it and I've read the Bible all the way through. I'm pretty clear on it. And I rejected the Christian philosophy. I am not an atheist. You cannot paint me as that because I am not one. I am the clerk of my Quaker meeting, and I believe there is a God. However, I do not believe that God throws his children into eternal damnation for refusing to believe the writings of some men. Why would I say that the Bible is the writing of some men? Well, for one, what we can see is a man named Yaheshua is named in the Bible as Jesus. And I find it very difficult to believe a book where the main character and the protagonist is, you know, mistranslated. Now, you may not find this to be the truth for you, and I don't care. That's fine. It's fine with me, whatever religion you want to believe. I'm telling you what brought me to the point in my life that I'm at, and the point that I'm at is, yeah, I don't think that's so.
I have another argument against Pascal's wager. Maybe Brian will want to jump in on this one, because I have a feeling, Brian, that you're going to agree with this.
Probably.
I think there is something to lose by living a so-called holy life as a Christian. And, you know, I'm not talking about, like, I, as an atheist, I'm just dying to commit crimes and steal and murder and lie and rape and all that stuff.
A lot of people think that atheism leaves one open to that.
They do. And
it's a state of nature.
I have no desire to do any of that stuff, and I don't. And not believing in God is not...
Do you believe in morality?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you believe in morality, you don't believe in God?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to go on a killing spree as soon as I don't believe that there's a God, but... I think there is something to lose. You know, for instance, I was raised Jewish, and, you know, you're not supposed to eat certain foods, okay? This is a very simple pleasure, but, you know, it's a big deal when you grow up and...
Life without bacon? That's something to lose.
Yes. Oh,
life without pepperoni, please.
Life without bacon? And life without seafood? Life without all kinds of things?
You got to consider that your version of Christianity, whoever the listener might be, if you are in fact a Christian, may not be other people's version of Christianity. Consider for a second that an Amish person has a great deal to gain by putting their religious affiliations aside.
Yeah, electricity.
Electricity. Big benefit. Being able to work or play on Sunday. Now, I grew up on a street where a young lady was not allowed to do anything but read, and that reading really should be religious materials, not necessarily the mm-hmm. Bible, but religious materials, mm-hmm. on Sunday. To do nothing, no play, no nothing. Wow. So you can't tell me that gaining,
an extra day of your life every week,
days a year, isn't gaining something.
Yeah. Right. What about all the guilt? What about all the, the shame that comes with religion? You know, I encountered a lot of shame in religion for simply being born as a woman. You know, now that is something that you kind of have to live with, and it's hard to deal with. It affects your life. What about the sexual shame? What if you happen to be gay? You know,
well, I think there's sexual shame that is sort of built into societally too,
affects you more if you believe that you're going to hell for who you happen to be attracted to or love. You know,
I think that women have come a long way in the church as I understood the church, but I also know that I don't understand the church the way that other people do. So, my Sunday school teacher, woman, pastor at my church, woman.
It says right there in the Bible they're not supposed to speak in church unless they're ask their husband a question after church.
Right. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you shouldn't be letting the folks with 2X chromosomes be talking and stuff.
When it comes to life, for me, it's quality over quantity. And, you know, I'll take a great life over eternity any day.
All right, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That assumes that eternity is dependent on you living a certain way.
Yeah.
More coming up.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com, and we would love to connect with you on social media. You can check out facebook.freetalklive.com, to get our Facebook page.
Always good conversation going on there.
Brian runs the Facebook page, and he does a great job of it during
Sunday
the Sunday
night show.
Thank you. During the rest of the week, it's
great run. Job. Is that what you mean by incendiary?
Yes.
Okay.
if you would like to be trolled, Facebook.freetalklive.com. And if you want to catch our tweets, you can go to Twitter.freetalklive.com. We also have a Google Plus page for Free Talk Live. And if you want to get emails when something really important and exciting happens with Free Talk Live, the email list is also there for you at news.freetalklive.com. The email list is more like when we add a new radio affiliate or something like that. But on Facebook, we actually post the stories that we're talking about or the discussion topics that we're talking about. And sometimes the threads get a little heated.
Oh, invigorating.
All right. And our number here tonight is 855-450-free. That's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got what you want. They've got the name brand, and likely it's at the lowest price you're going to be able to find. They advertise rock bottom prices, but every time I've ever bought anything from Manventure, I've never been able to find a price lower. They've got all the outdoor equipment that you might need, guns, ammunition, knives, and all the firearm accessories. They've also got boating equipment, tents, apparel, fish finders, flashlights, optics, archery, air guns, water purification, binoculars. They've got it. ManVentureOutpost.com. Low prices. Go check for yourself at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Matthew is on the line listening in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Matthew. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the death penalty.
Sure.
I'm a libertarian. I'm an anarcho-capitalist, but I believe in a system without government and through a voluntary judicial and police system that is funded by volunteers. And that chooses to have those type of laws, I believe the death penalty, should still be allowed for those local areas that want it. But I know a lot of libertarians tend to disagree on if the death penalty is moral or not.
Yeah, I think that the death penalty is immoral, and here's the reason. We don't know, as human beings, we are fallible creatures. Death is the most the most finite thing that you can do, right? Like you end reality for an individual. And the best system that we've got on the planet, or at least among the best, is the United States judicial system. And they make mistakes maybe 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10 times. At this point, there have been 200 people that have been released from death row since the 70s. There aren't that many people on death row, which goes to show that, who knows how many innocent people have been executed. To me, a death penalty is fine as long as you're willing, as long as you can answer for me the amount of innocent people you're willing to put to death in order to maintain your death penalty.
Well, I'm not willing to put any innocent people to death. That's what I'm saying. I believe in this type of society, a literally free society, the judicial system would be better, and there would be more accountability among the judicial system and among the police.
Okay, so you're willing to put fewer people to death, innocent people to death, with that system than you would with the current one. Is that what you're saying? You're trying to make more efficient the amount of innocent people you put to death?
People put to death.
But that's what I'm telling you, is that every time human beings put other human beings to death for sort of judicial reasons, they're going to make mistakes. And if you advocate for a system where people are executed, you're advocating for a system where innocent people will be put to death, and you need to take responsibility for that.
I guess that's one way. It's just another way that I look at it is when you look at very murderous men through history. Let's get past the discussion of we didn't have really any business entering the Second World War, and we kind of created the path for Hitler. But there were some of the most murderous men in history, the Nazis, that were put to death during the Nuremberg trials. Do you believe those people should have been allowed to live?
I don't. look, I don't lose any sleep over people that I believe are guilty that are put to death, especially the really, truly guilty ones. But you probably haven't listened to the show that much, right?
No, I actually just heard about you guys. I was looking for other libertarian talk shows.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
So,
welcome.
Yep, welcome. I am a convicted killer. I spent 9 years in prison in the state of Florida for second-degree murder. I didn't kill anyone, but that doesn't change that I spent 9 years in prison. So I guess I have an ability to look at this differently than others. I could have easily been the guy who killed somebody in that hotel room that evening. I wasn't. But it really doesn't change anything is that, you know, for a half an hour, one evening, 25 years ago, something terrible happened. And the question I would have is, you know, I've built a business. This business is unique and provides something in the marketplace that no other business does. I've got a wife whom I take good care of. I've got a child who I'm raising the best I can. And, you know, I do what at least what everybody else does is in creating good value in the world. And I'm wondering how much of that are we losing when we say that this one thing that this one person did, I don't care how much good they've done in the world, they've done one thing that's worthy of death. If we maintain that thought process, is it possible that we can house a person who has committed a terrible crime, really committed a terrible crime, that is in fact guilty of a terrible crime commission? Can we house them and can we give them a way to contribute to society?
I guess we can. I mean, we could have put a lot of the, I guess, the Nazis into a system where they would have rebuilt the society that they destroyed.
Yeah, let me answer that. I am ethnically Jewish. I actually had great uncles who were killed in Auschwitz. And I don't want any Nazis. I didn't want, if I was there, I wasn't there, I wasn't born yet. I wouldn't want any Nazi dead. In fact, them being dead does nothing to bring back my great uncles. And my opinion on it is that, you know, death serves no one. In fact, it'd be nice if they were making, you know, somehow restituting, you know, my family onward into the future. But them being dead restitutes zero. But equally, I wouldn't want them dead anyway, just because, like I said, death serves nobody. And who knows, in their housing,
self-defense, I guess.
I don't even care for it in self-defense unless it's an accident or something. There's alternatives.
I'm curious, Matthew, how would you envision something like this working in practice? You know, would there be like an arbitrator kind of tribunal that decides whether somebody gets the death penalty? Well, hang on a sec. We'll let you answer.
I mean, that's why I called in and wanted to discuss this. I mean, I feel like at least... I mean, I can't say exactly how, you know, every aspect...
Hold the line, Matthew.
Yeah, hold the line. We'll talk more about this here in just moments on Free Talk Live. How would the death penalty work or not work in a society that is stateless? 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live or Skype LRN.FM.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website. It's freetalklive.com. And if you're in the mood to do some shopping, we have a subdomain called shop.freetalklive.com. There you'll find Free Talk Live's Amazon affiliate link and a Newegg affiliate link and some other ones too. And so it really helps Free Talk Live out. It's like a free way to send Free Talk Live a tip if you do your normal shopping by entering through those links. Because what happens is Free Talk Live gets a small referral fee, but it doesn't change the purchase price that you pay. So it's basically just, you know, a free way to throw some love Free Talk Live's way without changing what you spend.
Please do your online shopping when you go to Amazon or Newegg through shop.freetalklive.com.
All right. And we did have a call on the line. We were talking with Matthew listening in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Matthew, welcome back. I had asked you a question in the last segment about you had called in about the death penalty, and you were kind of envisioning a stateless society in which the death penalty was still happening, or I was going to say allowed, but nobody would really be allowing it since there's no government. So it was still happening. And I was curious, what do you envision that looking like in practice? Tell me more about that.
Okay, well, what I was trying to advocate was local areas that still wanted to allow it, where it's not, where not every state is deciding, okay, every town is going to have the death penalty, you know, for our state. Every local area will decide, okay, since we've got this judicial system that's being funded by us and our police force being funded by us, we're going to decide, you know, what we want to do on the death penalty, if we want to get rid of it or, you know, if we want to keep it.
So I'm curious, Matthew. You said when you called in the previous segment that you're an anarcho-capitalist. Now, I think that this is the taking of two of the worst words in English and sticking them together and hoping that people consider that to be a good title. But that's beside the point. I know what it means generally to be an anarcho-capitalist. And one aspect of generally this anarchist philosophy that's out there is that there is no local control of it. There's no geographic governmental control. That really, government as it exists at the time, voluntary government, people being able to choose government agencies that they want to have work for them or not have work for them, aren't tied to geography. So you could pick from, in the same way that, say, AT&T or Verizon are out there, and I can choose between cell phone carriers, I can pick that. Because they're not tied to geography. So why would it matter that it's local?
Well, this is just an issue that I just wanted to call in here. Because it's just something that, you know, I've still kind of felt some grounds that society would have. I mean, yes, I've seen a lot of wrong come out of.
Okay, I got you. I see where you're coming from. You still have an emotional attachment to the idea of the death penalty. I get it. I have it too. When somebody commits a heinous of enough crime out there, I think about that person and I want bad things to happen to them. The death penalty is about the worst thing that they can have happen to them. I get it, and I tend to agree with it, but we need to understand that that's a visceral, emotional reaction and that that isn't necessarily what's going to be good for anybody, anywhere, and that there's always going to be people that are innocently caught up in it. That in order to gratify that visceral reaction that we have to the most heinous crimes and advocate for the death penalty, we must advocate for, at least sometimes, innocent people to be killed by the system. And that's why I put it aside. Because, sadly, until angels run our judicial system, there will always be mistakes. And the death penalty is a poor solution if you consider mistakes will be made.
Yeah, I see your point.
All right. Matthew, thanks so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Call us back anytime at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
That guy in Cleveland, is it? The Ariel Castro?
Yeah.
Fella that had those two gals locked up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this was the most recent situation where I'm thinking about the death penalty. It's really easy to think of Ariel Castro. And didn't he kill himself? He committed suicide. Yeah, he did.
I thought he got killed by other prisoners.
I thought he committed suicide, which was probably the most selfless thing that he's done so far. Anyway, this Ariel Castro fella and the death penalty. And I was thinking, you know, I'd like to see him get it. But...
Well, he died. I mean, how do you feel after knowing that he died?
I feel like it's the most selfless thing that that individual has done. He's done us all a favor because we didn't have to pay for the trial. We didn't have to pay for all the housing of him. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Ariel Castro.
Yeah, it's nothing can really restitute those victims.
Oh, they're still messed up. They're messed up with a dead guy out there, and they're messed up with a live guy out there.
Yeah.
I don't. When it comes to the victims, I tend to find the argument that somehow putting somebody to death brings closure as a very weak argument.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either.
He did commit suicide, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for that very, very happy note. No, I'm just kidding. We've got a call on the line from Robert, listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Great. Hey, Mark, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir?
What if it's a vehicular homicide?
So do you mean like a drunk person, usually? It's vehicular homicide.
I had a brother back in 1974 that left Bellows Falls and got on 91 and was killed by a drunk driver.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, back then, they didn't have any vehicular homicide laws at all. The guy did 7 days in jail.
Wow.
7 days in jail, and my brother died a year and a half afterwards.
A year and a half. You know, this is another interesting case to some of these situations. Is sometimes people can have results well after that result in death. You know, like what if somebody's in a coma for say 2 years
and then dies. You know, the charge goes from aggravated battery to murder. And that's a... It's an interesting thing when stuff like that happens. What I would say, Robert, is that those 7 days that that guy did in jail didn't help your brother. I think that 7 days in jail is a very, very minor sentence. But either way, if he had spent 7 days, 14 days, or 3 days, or 14 years in prison, that it doesn't do anything for your brother and doesn't heal your family in any way.
The only thing really that could help in that situation maybe is if somebody had an insurance policy that could pay the hospital bills
and damages. Sure, that would be the very best thing.
Was that the case, Robert?
I don't know that there, because I was, I don't know, 9 or 10 when this all happened. And honestly, I'm giving away my age here. I don't know if there was any insurance at all, but I know that my dad, you know, I think it was like a couple of years after he sued the bar over here at Bellis Falls and won, but never saw anything out of it because all the money went to pay the hospital bills.
Oh, man.
Sometimes that happens, too. Well, I would say even in today's, with today's structure, that it would be highly unlikely that a person who, a drunk driver, would get the death penalty. I can't think of any circumstance where it's ever happened. You would have to have a first degree murder situation where somebody who intended to kill the person they intended to kill got in a car and basically ran them over. While happening to have been drunk. So it's kind of rare for that to happen. So the death penalty almost never applies even today to vehicular homicide.
Yeah. Robert, thank you for calling in. Thanks.
I'm really sorry to hear about that. Very tragic.
Take care out there. And 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. We've got your calls on the line. And at some point, if we get to it, we'll talk about the surprising numbers on U.S. healthcare, more like the implosion of U.S. healthcare, where we've got the 1%, but it's not the 1% you're thinking of from the Occupy movement last year. We'll talk more about that in moments here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE or Skype us at lrn.fm. More coming up.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and what can we promote? Well, if you're looking for different ways to listen to Free Talk Live, you want to see all of our radio affiliates, all the internet streams, the studio cam, the even satellite and XM channels, and even a phone number you can call to listen to a stream of the show. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com, all in the same place, neatly organized for you. So if you're curious about how you can get Free Talk Live in your ears, one more time, listen.freetalklive.com.
So we've got two cars in my household. Both of those cars have a Freedom Cam in them. It's called a GPS black box dash cam. And this device is, it's self-contained. It doesn't broadcast to the internet, or, you know, the NSA doesn't have access to my the camera in my car. But it's got a camera and a microphone and a GPS locating device, and so it can tell the speed you're going. It can look out the front and into the passenger compartment and out the back of the car. So you have an ongoing, it keeps 8 hours of information. It automatically turns on when I turn the key, so it just starts itself up. I don't have to think about it. Remember, oh, I got to push the camera button. None of that goes on. This is a great device, and what it is essentially insurance against what can happen on the road. Because if you're in an automobile accident or you get some kind of pullover, the police officer or the person in the other vehicle, they can have an entirely different recollection of what occurred than you. Now, that recollection may be true for them, or it may be a big, fat lie. You don't know, and it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you have the ultimate, you have the ability right now to go purchase the ultimate witness. I've got it in my car, and I recommend it for you and yours. You go to freedomcam.net. For those of you who are big cryptocurrency fans, they take bitcoins at freedomcam.net.
All right. Let's go straight to the phones here on Free Talk Live and talk with Wake, listening in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Hey, Wake, you're on Free Talk
Live. Hey, guys. Hey, guys, hope you're doing well. I just want to say I heard Jesse Ventura on some other show last night, and he referred to Democrats and Republicans as gangs, and basically his whole talk was he thinks the only way the status quo is ever going to change is if we have a actual rise of a viable third party. And so
good luck with that happening.
It's really hard. Yeah. They've made it so difficult. I don't disagree with what he says.
They are gangs.
They're gangs. But a third party has so many impediments to it here in the United States that basically they did away with the League of Women Voters handling the debates. You know, it was nice having a third party. They put together basically the Democrats and Republicans got together, created their own sort of voting, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, you know, the organization that handles the debates, and they said no third parties. That was basically the rule. They put together some restrictions that made it nearly impossible for a third party individual to get into these debates.
And then on top of that, each state has ballot access laws that make it really difficult for third parties to even get on the ballot. And then, you know, since the Democrats and Republicans don't even have to worry about that, like a third party just trying to get on the ballot, they have a hard time doing that, and then they have to try to get votes. So it's really difficult.
It's really tough.
I was going to say my theory is that, you know, if you polled Americans right now, everybody thinks the Democrats and Republicans are just fighting like children. You know, I mean, right now it costs $1 billion to run for office. They get the money from special interest corporations. Mm-hmm. Special interest corporations, you know, basically run our country. And in the media, with the exception of you guys and some other shows, basically feed the system. They love Democrats versus Republicans, the one-liners, the fight, because it increases, I guess, advertising and you know, money for them. So, you know, I just wanted to get y'all's theory on how do we break the system, whether it's a third party. Do you guys know about countries, other countries, where they have more parties or just better systems we can learn from? I just kind of wanted to get that talk going, you know?
Okay, so first off, I would say if you're asking about third parties, the single best host to handle that is Daryl, who is a published author.
I was going to say, Daryl has written a book about why it's so difficult as a third party. It's called Duopoly,
yep.
And I think you can get it at his website, which is fpp.cc.
That's right. So, that'd be a great book if you want to, you know, really study into it. In short, the parliamentary process is, you know, it's just a different process. The way the Constitution's set up, it inevitably there are going to be two parties because, you know, the idea is to get 50% plus one. If you can put a large enough coalition together, and that's what these parties are, they're coalitions. There are plenty of people inside the Republican Party that don't agree with each other on issues. Plenty of people inside the Democrat Party. Even more people inside the Democrat Party that don't agree with each other. But they understand that, well, when it comes down to it, I got to vote R or D or, you know, whatever. And, you know, obviously it's a misunderstanding of how one vote works. Your one vote likely is never going to change the outcome of a statewide election, and there are only statewide elections.
That's why I favor opting out in as many ways as possible, including from electoral politics, actually. For instance, I've opted out of paying state income tax and sales tax just simply by moving to New Hampshire. And I also try to, you know, opt out of all different kinds of things, like, you know, maybe getting food from people that I know or something like that, you know, just in as many ways as I can, trying to get freer in my own life, improving my relationships, focusing on myself and my relationships, the things that I can control, because you really can't control the electoral system. And I think a lot of frustration and a lot of banging people's heads against the wall really comes from trying to influence the electoral system and just really getting stuck.
I have two solutions for you. A, the Free State Project, if you want to get together with other people that believe like you and you want to, you know, work within the political process to see if you can bring around more acceptance of the ideas of liberty inside the political process, then you go to freestateproject.org, sign up, and move to New Hampshire. Now, it's a distasteful subject because you've got a business or a job and family and whatever your roots are, wherever it is you called in from, because I'm not looking at the computer.
North Carolina.
But it's going to take radical change in order to see any kind of change here in the system. The
there is also the Blue Ridge Liberty Project in North Carolina.
There is that.
In Asheville.
They're not voting. They don't believe in voting.
No, right. But maybe Wake doesn't want to vote. Maybe he
indeed
just wants to hang out with some people who kind of share his views.
But I think that if you really want to see more freedom in your lifetime, there's an interesting project called Blue Seed at blueseed.co, where they're putting together basically a cruise ship and outfitting it so the people can live on it full time. And they're creating you know, a new business incubator 13 miles out from the shore, which is in international waters, and basically kind of basically making their own new country where they're going to be starting from zip with the ideas of liberty in their front of their mind.
But that's an incubator for startup companies. You have to be an entrepreneur to live there.
Yes, but I mean it's interesting.
Sorry, wait, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I had just one more quick thought. I know, when we did the healthcare reform, as a country, I know that we looked at other country systems and tried to learn from that. And I don't know the stats, but I know our country spends more money on healthcare, and our actual results were way down there in actual success. So as far as governance goes. Do y'all know any other, better governance? Would they have more parties or just other systems that we could learn from?
Well, there are lots of other systems. The difference between healthcare and changing the system that we have is that healthcare is a law, and changing the system would require constitutional change, which is nearly impossible. But if you can go ahead and check out Free the World. Okay, there's two charts. The Heritage Foundation and the Fraser Institute have two different charts of the freest places on the planet, and you can look at their different governances. For instance, I know that Hong Kong always comes in number one. I believe the United States is somewhere around number 9 and number 17 on these charts of economic freedom around the world.
I was going to say, that's pretty high, in my opinion.
Well, there's different ways of rating it, but yeah, that's what they've got.
Cool. Love your show. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.
Thanks, Wake. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's talk to John, listening in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks. You guys were talking about the death penalty a little while ago, and I don't trust the state to administer a death penalty, but looking past the state to a voluntary society, I wonder what you guys think would be done with, the worst criminals like Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy, who remain dangerous to people, and there may not be enough people around who are willing to pay to keep them alive.
Yeah, so, I think it's an interesting subject. So the issue of death is one of those that really kind of confounds those in the liberty community. If you look at these concepts of these decentralized governmental systems where one essentially buys an insurance policy, which is their government that takes care of them, I would doubt any insurance policy would allow the death penalty. And you would have essentially that these organizations would step in, that you would have death penalty insurance in your governmental
life
the government
insurance.
You buy, I would think.
It's interesting. John, hold the line if you would. I want to talk more about this. Good thing we have a little time to think about this, because I'm not sure exactly what I would say. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up here in moments.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.